I'm just going to read out of the book of Revelation a little, just a little bit till Heather gets her tea. I'm going to waste time. Not really. But I am going to read out of the book of Revelation. It says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their eyes. I'm sorry, be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city has no need for the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp.'" And I just, it really, God was just speaking to me all week about his permanence. You know, we talk about God being eternal and always there, but he put that word permanence in my heart. Does anybody here have any temporary things bothering them? Besides me? Well, God is permanent. And all those temporary things have to bow their knee to him. So today, let's just give those temporary things over to the one who is permanent.
Never sleep. Felt like while we were singing that song, the Lord is gathering us. You know, we're His children, we're His sons and daughters, as we've been talking about in the last month. I felt like He was just gathering us. Like, come to me, my children. Come to me. I want to be with you. Let us not hesitate to go closer to the Lord. Let's not hesitate. He's gathering us. apart to draw near to you.
Prophesy about his kingdom coming, just like heaven all across the earth. Yeah, he is the light shining in the darkness. He is the hope, hope of all the nations. He is the light. He is the light for all the world to see. Yeah, he is the light shining. Hope of all the nations, he is the light. He is the light for all the world to see. I feel the nations. I feel the nations of the earth are shaking. There is no power that can match his grace. Lift up your head, lift up your eyes and see. All of creation is waiting and longing for sons and daughters to declare this truth. Lift up your head, lift up your voice and sing. He is the light. Yeah, he is the light.
Shining in the darkness. Oh, he is the hope. Hope of all the nations.
Yeah, he is the light. One more time. Great are you, Lord. Yeah. Jesus, you are the hope, hope of all the nations. You are the light, you are the light for all the world to see. Yeah, you are the light, shining in the dark. Oh, you are the hope, hope of all the nations. You are the light,
you are the light for all the world to see.
Sing it, come on, you are the light. Yesterday, don't raise your hand. But today, our mercies, they're brand new. He's washed us. He gives us a new day. He gives us a brighter light. He gives us hope. We need to take the hope and show it to those who want to fight it. Great are you, Lord. Sing this with me. Great are you, Lord. We praise your name. I praise your name. Let it shine. Oh, yeah, this little light of mine. We're gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Yeah, this little light of mine, we're gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Great are you, Lord. You are our hope. When we think there's nothing left, when we feel like we're too old and we've got nothing, God always tells our kids, what is that opposite spirit? Think opposite spirit, honey, is what she would say. And, you know, when you think you have no hope, man, there's hope. There's hope in this world. This is all His. And we're all His. And He has a place for all of us.
Amen.
He is our hope. He's our light. In His house are many mansions. So how big is His house? Mansions. Yeah, this little light of mine, we're gonna let it shine. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, God. Just hum along with that, okay? Just use your hummer right now. Hum. Yeah. Set your eyes on the Most High. Sometimes we're a little afraid to shout or to sing too loud. You know, we don't want to sing too loud. But you guys sing loud. I noticed that. And God enjoys our voices. He enjoys hearing music. He's created it for us. It's our way to communicate with Him and worship Him and honor Him and love, and sing with Him. He sings over us. He sings with us. He's here with us singing. We enthrone Him on our praises. Great are you, Lord. Thank you. to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Sing that again. You give, you are love, you bring light. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. Sing that line again. And great are you, Lord. And great are you, Lord. Sing it again. And great are you, Lord. And great are you, Lord. It's your breath. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. Pour out our praise. It's your breath. So we pour out our praise to you only. Yeah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, God. Great are you, Lord.
When we sang that line just now, it's your breath in our lungs, I felt like the Lord said he wanted to heal people today who are having breathing problems. He wants you to be healed. I don't know if it's your lungs or if it's your nasal passages. I don't know, but I just really feel like there's a blessing today for you to be healed. So in faith, raise your hand and say, I need that. And then everybody around those people, look around, and if that's you, you know, pull your hands on them and pray for them right now as we continue singing this song. God wants to bring healing to you today. There's somebody back here that didn't get prayed. Somebody step over. Johnny, can you go pray with this gentleman right here with Beth? Did you have your hand raised? Oh, no. Okay. Anybody else who had? Jerry has his hand up. Anybody else need prayer? Amen.
You give light. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. You give life. You give light. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. Restore every heart that is broken. And great are you, Lord. And great are you, Lord. Yeah, yeah. And great are you, Lord. Oh, and great are you, Lord. Yeah, and great.
Minister in all the rooms in this place, Father God, and even the people that are at home today that couldn't come because of this. Lord, we pray you would reach by your Holy Spirit into all those places, Lord, and bring healing and put your breath in those congested lungs, Lord, and clear them out so that they can praise you, Lord. They can bring you on.
time. Sing it one more time. Yeah.
all you've got. Hallelujah, you are good. let's just praise him. Let's release a shout and a clap. We praise you, God. We praise you. You are good.
Deep cleansing breaths. If you've ever given birth, you know what they are. If not, just pretend. Yeah, big, deep breath in through your nose. And out through your mouth. Now, anybody who was prayed for their lungs, you felt just now you had a greater capacity than you did when you came in. Raise your hand. We got one here. Woo! Yeah! Back there, three. Thank you, God. You are great. Thank you, God. You are great. Thank you, God. And your capacity for breathing is just going to increase. It's just going to increase. Use the breath in your lungs that you have right now to praise the Lord, and he's going to give you more breath. Ooh, more breath, more breath. So you can keep on praising him. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. You are great. You are great. Thank you, God.